The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, The Knowledge and Wisdom. In this program, we dive deep in the ocean of knowledge in order to get pearls of wisdom and knowledge. Be with us from start till inshallah, you'll be learning a lot. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Dhamat Barakatum Al Aliya, has given us a beautiful mindset. We should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention. I'll present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention, you'll watch. From start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Respecting this, today's topic is very interesting. I would urge if you could ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program. Inshallah, very interesting, fascinating, and very kind of new knowledge you'll be able to learn from this episode. And the topic is the difference between a human and a devil. Yes. What is that? That's what we need to figure out, inshallah, azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Holy Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Fatalaqqa Adamu min rabbihi kalimatin fataba alayhi. Innahu huwa at-tawwabur rahim. Suratul Baqarah, verse 37. Then Adam learned some words from his Lord, so Allah accepted his repentance. Indeed, only He is the most accepting of repentance and the most merciful. Yes, respected of Madani Channel, the one who has the high status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the test and trials are also very hard and tough for such individuals, for such chosen ones, for such closed ones. And Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam is Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him from his dust-e qudrat, the hand of power, as it suits to his majesty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also granted him the knowledge of ilmul asma, the knowledge of the names. And even to the extent that Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was given this honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked angels to prostrate before Sayyidina Adam. And this sajda was sajda-e ta'zim, the sajda of respect, the prostration which was done for respect. And he was also granted the crown of Khilafah, right? Subhanallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also made him stay in Jannah. And no doubt, all these attributes, all these honors which were given to Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, they tell us the status, this maqam, this rutbah, this subhanallah, high position he possessed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, he had one ijtihadi mistake. And because of that, he ate the fruit. And although this action was not a sin, it was just a ijtihadi mistake. And such mistake upon which even one deed is granted. But yet, he alayhi salam was so embarrassed upon this ijtihadi mistake that even after coming on earth, Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam continuously kept crying, weeping for 300 years. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Can you imagine the remorse, regret. Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alihi salatu wassalam had, ulama, they've mentioned there are five personalities who have wept a lot, who have cried a lot. Amongst them, number one is Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alihi salatu wassalam, who wept 300 years just because he ate a fruit from a tree which was prohibited to eat. Whereas Sayyidina Yaqub ala nabina wa alihi salatu wassalam, in the remembrance of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, because he was separated from him, he kept to the extent that his eyes became white. And then Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam, he also wept a lot in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Sayyidina Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, when she got separated from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam departed from this mortal world, then Sayyida Fatima Zahra, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wept a lot, cried a lot. And fifth is the personality of Sayyidina Imam Zayn al-Abidin radiyallahu ta'ala an, who cried a lot after the incident of Karbala. Amongst all these personalities, the maximum time someone who wept and cried was Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. Now after this long crying and weeping in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right, what actually was the result? We just heard an ayah from the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 37.
فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ وَالتَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ.
And Adam learned some words from his Lord, so Allah accepted his repentance. Indeed, only He is the most accepting of repentance and the most merciful. Meaning there were certain kalimat, certain words which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in the heart of Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alihi salatu wasalam. And due to those kalimat, those words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the repentance of Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alihi salatu wasalam. What were those kalimat which became the reason, means of the acceptance of the repentance of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam? Regarding this, in the books of a hadith, this is the narration which is mentioned. Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala an, and Mawla Ali Mushkil Kushakar ramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, they say that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when an ijtihadi mistake was committed by Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, then after a long time he remained worried regarding that, and then finally he mentioned and requested in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these words,
Ya Rabbi as'aluka bihaqqi Muhammadin lama ghafarta li.
O my Lord, with the wasila, virtue of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, forgive me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Adam, how did you learn about Muhammad? He replied, when you created me, and then you put soul in my body. When I raised my head, I saw written on the legs of the throne, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Then I recognized, I learned that the name you have written with your own name, that personality should be the most beloved one to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Adam, you have rightly recognized he is the most beloved to me amongst all my creation. If you supplicate with his wasila, I will forgive you. Had I not created Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I would not have even created you. From this we learn that our master, our Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, is the most exalted and the most beloved prophet. He is afdal amongst all anbiya and rusul. And we also learned that
presenting the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asking dua, making dua, supplicating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the virtue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, presenting the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the way of Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. خدا نے اس قدر اونچا کیا پایا محمد کا, نہ پہچانا کسی نے آج تک رتبہ محمد کا, سہکاروں کی کیا گنتی کہ دربار الہی میں وسیلہ ڈھونڈتے ہیں موسیٰ محمد کا. بلا وصل نبی وصل الہی غیر ممکن ہے, بلا وصل نبی وصل الہی غیر ممکن ہے, خدا کے گھر پہنچنے کو ہے دروازہ محمد کا. In nutshell, if you would like to reach to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the door is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Yes, this is the means to get to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Ka'ab al-Ahbar radiyallahu ta'ala an, who was a tabi'i buzurg. Tabi'i is that personality who has seen a Sahabi, a Rasul, companion of Prophet, in the state of Iman, and then he left from this mortal world in the state of Iman. He was a very great scholar also. Rahmatullahi ta'ala says that once Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam said to his son, Hazrat Shis alayhi salam, "Oh my son, you are Khalifa after me. Whenever you do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do mention the dhikr of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Because when I opened my eyes, I saw written on the throne the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me stay in Jannah. Then on each and every palace, on each and every room, on the necks of the heavenly woman, Allahu Akbar, on the tree known as Tuba in Jannah, and even on each and every leaf on Sidratul Muntaha, Allahu Akbar, which is another tree in Jannah, on each and every tree of Sidratul Muntaha, even to the extent that on the eyes of the angels, I saw the name written of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hence, my son, keep on mentioning the dhikr, the mention of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the angels keep on doing the dhikr of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Khuda ka dhikr kare, dhikr Mustafa na kare, Khuda ka dhikr kare, dhikr Mustafa na kare, hamare muh mein ho aisi zabaan, Khuda na kare. Yes, we don't want a tongue which does not mention the dhikr of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alongside the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Madahi Habib Maulana Jameel Razawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has beautifully written, Allahu Akbar Rabbul Alameen, Allahu Akbar Rabbul Alameen, Allahu Akbar Rabbul Alameen, Shashika Muhammad. This may be learned that when Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam came on earth, then he kept on crying, showing remorse and regret over his ijtihadi mistake. And then Rabbi Kareem, he accepted the repentance, and then he was crowned with the Khilafat. Ulama, they have mentioned beautiful pearls of knowledge and wisdom for us to learn from this account. Look, there are two scenarios for us to understand. One is the hukum, the order to shaitan to prostrate before Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. But he was arrogant and he did not prostrate, he did not do sajda. Whereas when it was ordered to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ, do not go near this tree. Here, Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam had done a mistake which is known as ijtihadi mistake. Meaning, whatever was asked to both of them, that was not acted as it was ordered. But when we look at the results, the consequences of the both scenarios, they are different. The shaitan, he was ordered to prostrate before Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. He showed arrogance, and due to that, he got rejected, he got mardood from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forever. Whereas Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he ate the fruit from a prohibited tree, when he was sent down on the earth, later he was crowned with khilafat. So what is the hidden secret behind this? Ulama, they've mentioned beautiful pearls of knowledge and wisdom in this regard. And they've said there are five main differences between the two scenarios. Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam did an ijtihadi mistake, but he admitted that. Whereas shaitan, when he committed a sin, he remained stubborn and remained arrogant on it. He did not admit his fault, his mistake, and he tried to present reasonings against a disobeying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the next point, what ulama mentioned, that Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, he referred this mistake towards his own self. He said that I am responsible for this, as it is said in Holy Quran, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Oh, our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. Whereas shaitan, he did not take the responsibility of his mistake. Whereas he shifted the responsibility towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As mentioned in the Holy Quran, رَبِّ بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي. Oh my Lord, I swear that you misguided me. Allahu Akbar. Look at this khabith, shaitan, la'in. He's saying that, oh Allah, you misguided me. At first place, he committed a sin. He disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he referred this towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That it is Allah who misguided him. Ma'awallah. Whereas he was arrogant himself. He had hasad, jealousy for Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And the third difference, what ulama they mentioned, that Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam had shown remorse, regret. And it is mentioned in narrations that due to this remorse, Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam did not raise his eyes towards the sky for many years. Whereas shaitan was such unfortunate one that instead of showing remorse and regret, he became more arrogant. And instead he said, لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. In Surah A'raf, verse 16, I shall most certainly sit upon your straight path to ambush them. Allahu Akbar. Meaning, this la'in is saying that what I did, I will also encourage others to do. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. And the fourth difference is, as soon as Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam had done the ijtihadi mistake, straight away he said, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Oh, our Lord, we have wronged ourselves, and if you do not forgive us and do not have mercy on us, then indeed we shall become among those who incurred loss. As shaitan, he did not repent, and he asked for the respite until the day of judgment. As said in Surah A'raf, أَنْظِرْنِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. So give me respite until the day of resurrection. And the fifth difference, what ulama have mentioned, that shaitan, he became despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam kept his sight upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. And to the extent his repentance was accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected viewers, we have learned that there were five main differences which ulama have mentioned in these two scenarios. Inshallah, in the upcoming episodes, we will try to
further dive deep into the ocean of knowledge to get the pearls of wisdom and knowledge, inshallah, and to learn further about these five differences which ulama they have mentioned. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you.